Hello, this is Daisy again. In this talk, I'm going to be looking more closely at the Suit of Wands in the Tarot deck. So, the Suit of Wands is in many ways the most magnetic, glamorous and dazzling of the four suits in the Tarot deck. It represents the element of fire and symbolises passion, creativity, ambition and action. Wands make things happen. And wands get other people to make things happen too, for better or for worse. In terms of zodiac signs, the wands are associated with the fire signs of the zodiac, Aries, Leo and Sagittarius, which, like the wands, embody the same boldness, creativity and pioneering spirit. At their best, wands represent courage, enthusiasm, leadership and innovation. They embody the spark of creativity, not just thinking about something as per the swords, not just dreaming sweetly about something, as per the cups, but of doing it. Think of the Nike ad campaign, Just Do It. The wand's energy represents a willingness to take risks. It encourages individuals to follow their dreams, to embrace their inner fire, and to channel that fire into action. However, like all the suits and like every card in the deck, the wands also have a dark side. When the energy of this suit becomes imbalanced, it can manifest as recklessness, impulsiveness, or even aggression. Too much fire can lead to burnout or a lack of direction, causing someone to scatter their energy without achieving any tangible results. As with the energy of every suit, it needs to be balanced. The passion and magnetism of the wands, with the practicality of the pentacles, the sensitivity of the cups, and the thoughtful reflection of the swords. If a lot of wands appear in a tarot reading, it suggests a period of action, inspiration, and potential growth. It signifies a time of motivation and energy. It may also indicate that the individual needs to take charge and be assertive in order to manifest their desires effectively. It may also, of course, suggest that the querent would benefit from a little less action and a little more reflection. As always, context is everything. By the same token, a lack of wands in a reading may indicate a period of stagnation or a general lack of motivation. It could suggest a need for more passion, drive, creativity, and energy in an individual's life. In any case, one way or another, context being everything, the presence or absence of wands in a reading provides insights into a querent's energy, motivation, and ability to manifest his or her desires. Now I'm going to look more closely at each card in the suit, from Ace to King. And as always, I'm going to be referring image-wise to the Rider-Waite deck. So beginning with the Ace of Wands, in this card, a hand emerges, bursts even from a cloud. It's grasping a wand that is, like all Rider-Waite wands, sprouting new leaves. The hand symbolises divine inspiration, and the sprouting leaves represent the exuberance of new growth and new beginnings. The Ace of Wands signifies the birth of creative ideas, the initiation of new programmes and projects, and the awakening of an active passion. Like all the Aces, it's a card of potential and opportunity. The Ace of Wands urges us to seize the moment, to take bold action to manifest our desires, or to grasp the bull by the horns. There's a shadow to the electric energy of this card, however. It can sometimes manifest in impulsive actions, an inclination to grasp too hastily at life, perhaps without enough forethought, which might in turn lead to a squandering of effort and potential. But on the whole, most aces are considered very full of good fortune and good luck. Moving on to the Two of Wands, and that's in all the suits. Moving on to the Two of Wands, we see a figure holding a globe in one hand and a wand in the other. He's standing at what looks like the ramparts of a castle, and he's looking out to sea or gazing at the globe in his hand, a bit of both. This card represents ambition and long-term planning. The globe signifies the vast possibilities and opportunities that lie before us. The sea represents the big, wide world beyond our current situation, while the ramparts present the foundations we have built, partly protecting us, partly holding us back. The Two of Wands encourages us to make strategic decisions and embrace a visionary mindset. It reminds us that we have the ability to shape our own destiny and expand our horizons through focused intention, a broader mindset, and action. The Wand energy in this card encourages boldness and assertiveness, but I actually think this card has a lot of sword energy to it too. When I look at it, I see a figure who is recalibrating, looking at the situation in hand and working out how to approach it from a different direction. The shadow of this card can warn of excessive planning or a refusal to appreciate the full potential of a situation. And it can warn of thinking too much and, in the spirit of its suit, of failing to act. The Three of Wands depicts a figure standing on a hill overlooking the sea with three wands planted firmly in the ground. This card represents progress, exploration, and expansion. The figure's stance suggests confidence and a sense of anticipation. The Three of Wands symbolizes the initial stages of success as a consequence of venturing into uncharted territories. It encourages us to have faith in our abilities, broaden our horizons, and embrace new opportunities that come our way. This is, in general, a very positive card, but it has a shadow side. It might also warn of a fear of venturing into the unknown. It may suggest a reluctance to step outside of one's comfort zone or a resistance to embracing new opportunities. Next, we encounter the Four of Wands, a card that exudes celebration, joy, holidays, meeting up with like-minded friends, and harmony. In this card, we see a joyful gathering, with four wands forming a canopy and a couple dancing beneath it. The Four of Wands represents stability, achievements, and the rewards of hard work. It signifies the completion of a significant milestone and the opportunity to celebrate and enjoy the fruits of our labour. Which brings us on to the Five of Wands. The Five of Wands portrays five figures engaging in a playful, albeit competitive, interaction, stroke, battle, or scrap. Each figure holds a wand, symbolising individual ambitions and desires. This card represents challenges, conflicts, and the need to navigate through them. It encourages us to remember that life is generally a bit of a scrum, and we better accept that and join in. Competition and disagreements are part of life. The Five of Wands encourages us to make the best of difficult situations by embracing collaboration and teamwork. Its shadow hints of doing the opposite, of intensifying conflicts unnecessarily. It also warns of excessive activity, which might result either in needless aggression or in just fruitless activity. Don't waste time, warns the Five of Wands, chasing your own tail. Moving on to the Six of Wands, we see a figure riding on a horse, holding a wand victoriously. The figure is surrounded by a crowd, which is celebrating his triumph. This card signifies victory, recognition, and public acclaim. The Six of Wands reflects the fulfillment of personal goals, the rewards of leadership, and the public acknowledgement of one's achievements. It reminds us to believe in our efforts and to step confidently into the spotlight. The card speaks of success and applause and leadership and is generally a welcome card in any reading. Nevertheless, its shadow can manifest as arrogance or as an excessive need for validation. The Seven of Wands presents a figure in unmatching shoes standing on higher ground, defending his position against six wands held by opponents standing below him. This card represents courage, resilience, and standing up for one's individual beliefs, hence the odd shoes. The Seven of Wands signifies a need to assert oneself, protect one's boundaries, and overcome challenges. It reminds us to stay true to our values, even in the face of opposition, and, since the figure stands on higher ground, to trust in our abilities to overcome obstacles and emerge victorious. The Eight of Wands symbolizes swift movement, progress, and dynamic energy. In this card, eight wands fly in neat parallel lines through the air, suggesting a sense of progress, order, and rapid growth. The Eight of Wands represents acceleration, opportunities, and the positive, fast-paced development of events. It encourages us to stay with events as they unfold, to seize the moment and embrace the momentum of change. Things may be moving fast, but they're moving in the right direction. Do not panic. And then we have the Nine of Wands. The Nine of Wands portrays a figure standing amidst a row of upright wands, looking battle-worn, but wonderfully, almost comically, unbowed. This card embodies resilience, perseverance, and the strength to carry on despite challenges. The Nine of Wands signifies that although we may be weary from our struggles, we have inner fortitude to keep going. It reminds us that we've already come so far and done so much, and it encourages us not to give up when faced with the final hurdles. The wand energy inspires determination and courage. This wonderful card might sometimes hint too at an element of stubbornness. Sometimes the card may be warning us that the cost of the effort is too great, and maybe just this once you might be better off accepting that you're beat. Moving on to the Ten of Wands, we meet a figure burdened with a heavy load of wands who is struggling to continue a joyless journey. The Ten of Wands symbolises responsibility, hard work, and the weight of our obligations. It represents a time when we may be overwhelmed by the tasks and responsibilities we've taken on. This card serves as a reminder that while ambition and drive are admirable, we must also be willing to take time off to relax and celebrate. It encourages us to evaluate our priorities, delegate tasks when necessary, because after all, what is the point of success if along the way we've forgotten how to enjoy it? The Ten of Wands teaches us the importance of finding balance and not allowing ourselves to be consumed by our ambitions. The wand energy in this card speaks of burnout. Moving on now to the Court cards, we have the Page of Wands. The Page of Wands depicts a young, sweet-natured figure looking upwards and outwards and holding a wand as if ready to embark on an adventure. The Page of Wands symbolises curiosity, as do all the pages in all the suits, enthusiasm, and the beginning of creative projects. It encourages us to act on our new passions, to explore uncharted territories, and to take risks with an open mind. This card serves as a reminder to approach new endeavours with a sense of wonder and to nurture our creative, adventurous spirit. It signals the potential for growth, learning, and the discovery of new passions. However, as with every card, there is a shadow side to the Page of Wands. Being young and fiery, a Page of Wands can be impulsive and impatient. And though he might begin a project with enormous energy and enthusiasm, he may lack the focus and commitment to see his endeavours through to completion. The Knight of Wands symbolises the very essence of the bold, dynamic wand suit. This card represents a person or an energy that is charismatic, courageous, and full of ambition. The Knight of Wands is unafraid to take charge and pursue his goals with supreme confidence and with determination. His strength lies in his passion and his fearlessness. And his shadow in hot temper, impatience, impulsiveness, and recklessness. Moving up the hierarchy, we encounter the Queen of Wands. She sits on her throne, holding a wand, exuding warmth, charisma, assertiveness, and vibrant energy. This card generally represents a strong, influential woman who knows her worth in every sense, and who consequently commands respect. A woman with natural leadership qualities and a magnetic personality. She's passionate, creative, and unafraid to express herself. Her strength lies in her ability to inspire and motivate others. However, the shadow side of the Queen of Wands can manifest as being manipulative and spiteful. Her assertiveness might at times become overbearing. She might need to learn to balance her strength and compassion. The Queen of Wands encourages us to embrace our personal power, trust our instincts, and to take charge of our lives. Lastly, we come to the King of Wands. The king represents the mature and confident energy of the one suit. He sits confidently, though still somewhat restlessly, on his throne, holding a wand adorned with symbols of power and success. Like the queen and the knight, he radiates charisma. This card represents a natural-born leader who possesses a quickness and confidence and a great ability to bring ideas to fruition. A King of Wands trusts his instincts and has the courage to take decisive action. In a reading, he might represent someone with these personality traits, or he might be encouraging the querent to embrace these qualities for themselves. The King has a shadow side, of course. His ability to take decisive action can easily turn to impatience. This is a man who doesn't tend to suffer fools gladly. Actually, none of the wand court cards do that. He and the queen and the knight might all be a little arrogant, a little dictatorial, and not brilliant at listening to others' perspectives. What the wands want, they get. And what they want is action. On the subject of which, as previously noted, the wand court cards tend to be magnetic and attractive personalities, as a consequence of which, more so than the other court cards in other suits, the wands might have a problem with sexual fidelity. In summary, like fire itself, the wand suit can be unpredictable and overwhelming if not harnessed with care and thought and balance. And though the wand's fiery energy may be dazzling and hard to resist, it needs to be tempered. With the reason of the swords, the practicality of the pentacles, and the sensitivity of the watery cups. Okay, thank you very much.